It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Congratulations to Caitlin Clark. She got picked number one overall last night. You want to talk about impact? The tickets for that WNBA draft last night tripled if you wanted to be there to see her get drafted. They've got all of her Indiana Fever games essentially scheduled for national television, assuming that you know she's going to be healthy and she's going to make it through the entire season.
Yep.
And the WNBA is currently trying to negotiate a new television contract, and they're going to go right on her shoulders. And it reminds me of when Magic Johnson and Larry Bird went to the NBA, because you probably don't remember this. The NBA was really flat, and it was David Stern who needed personality.
Oh, sure.
And those two guys obviously going tooth and nail in the March Madness that year, and you know, with it coming down to a championship game and two great players. And she reminds me, the way she plays, a lot of Larry, like Larry Bird. She's an unbelievable passer. Forget the shots. The shooting is probably more Steph Curry, although Larry Bird was a great shooter. But she plays basketball on a different level, and she'll make her teammates better. And I just think that I would hope that the WNBA players respect what she is going to be bringing to their league, and that is going to be eyeballs, and that's what they desperately need, because they have to get this TV contract. I mean, it's like $80 million right now.
Well,
they got to get it up to like $300-500 million if they can.
And maybe if they do, Caitlin Clark and some of these other players will get bigger rookie contracts, because SpotTrack was tweeting out all of the numbers. So Caitlin Clark's rookie contract, and I know she's going to make a lot of money off the court and endorsements and all of that, but just her base salary in the WNBA, 4 years, $338,000. In 2024, she will be making $76,535 before taxes.
Yeah, the WNBA should be paying her, because, like I said, the eyeballs are already following her to her next level. Now, she could have stayed in Iowa another year, too, by the way.
Of course, and she said she was ready for the next challenge, but explain to me this. And I understand the WNBA has had its struggles, and there's been times where you feel like it was maybe even going to go away. You heard rumors of that. But they can't pay their number one overall pick more. They can't even get her six figures for her?
No. And you got to remember, there have been other great players that have come before her. You know, Sue Bird, Diana Taurasi, Brittany Griner.
76,000.
On and on and on. Angel Reese, Aja Wilson. I mean, there's a lot of great players that are in the WNBA, but for some reason, the fascination with Caitlin Clark over the last 2 years has elevated to a whole nother level. Now, maybe a little bit of the back and forth with Angel Reese when she was down with LSU, and the fact that they were playing for colleges.
Yeah.
You know, and the college game actually elevated because of those rivalries. You know, Gino Auriemma has been running the greatest female basketball operation in history of the league. He's like the John Wooden of women's basketball.
100%.
And he's had great players, selfless players. You know, he'll tell you that Paige Beckers is the best player right now, because he wants to back his team, his girl and his team. But, you know, at the end of the day, Caitlin Clark is the one that has proven to be the Larry Bird of her generation for female basketball.
Yeah, and maybe this TV deal changes things, but I still am shocked. I mean, you talk about there were more people that watched Caitlin Clark in that championship game against South Carolina, who was undefeated and won, obviously, and want to give them their proper respect, than watch the men's college basketball team, the number one pick in the NBA.
Just goes to show you stars, man.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, and she goes into the WNBA, she turns pro, and she's making less than the producer of BT and Sal. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Like, and she's worse crazy than that guy, I can tell you that. Definitely.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, she's transcending all of this. And she did $76,000?
I just hope the WNBA players understand that, you know, because I know there was some, I don't say criticism, but some negative commentary by some ex-players, like, oh, wait till she gets to the WNBA and plays against real women. I'm like,
yeah,
you
know,
come on, stop. You know what? What you want is you want this person to be as successful as she possibly can be and elevate everybody's salary.
Who's more underpaid, Eddie Scazzeri or Caitlin Clark?
That's a good one.
877-337.
Eddie's been around for a long time. So
yeah, I know.
What did she make? 76?
Yeah, 70. The first year, 76,535.
I think I almost make that.
You know, so Eddie sometimes sits in for Fleegs, right?
Yeah, to do the sports minutes.
Right, and that takes their personal time. They don't get paid for that, so I pay him a little, you know.
Yeah, give him a little scratch.
A little scratch on the side, which is fine. It's not no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning I had forgot. You know, everything going on over the weekend, and then, of course, the colonoscopy. And I walk in there to go in there and talk to Al and Eddie about the jet uniforms and the helmets and all that other stuff. And Eddie goes, excuse me, sir, you owe me $100. I'm like,
take it up your ass!
Right. I said, for what? He goes, you know, for the sports bar. I said, oh, I'm sorry, I totally forgot. So the capitalists, that Shorehaven Wealth partners, have gotten to the communist, Eddie Scazzeri, to make sure that, you know, he gets his scratch.
Does Eddie pay taxes on this money that you give him?
No, not that, honey. No, no. Okay. He won't.
That's how it works.
He's happy about that. Just a little tip. It's a little thank you.
No, it's a little thank you is what it is. It's a gift.
Yes.
It's a gift.
So Spike goes on with BT and Sal, and they're talking about Knicks potentially playing the 76ers.
Yep.
Brandon's take is bring them on. Doesn't care. We'll beat whoever's in front of us.
Of course that's Brandon's take.
And so Sal is saying just be careful with, you know, the Sixers, they got Joel Embiid it back healthy. And obviously, Spike is a big believer in the Sixers. So here's how it started.
Knicks and six? What did I say?
He's basically dismissing. I'm saying
not
that, hey, I don't want the Sixers in the first round.
They're you should. You should.
BT says, okay, he's guaranteeing victory.
Well, whatever. I mean, the thing is, if Embiid had played 65 games, the Sixers would have won 55 games. They would have been the clear two seed.
All right, so then he goes in on Jalen Brunson. Nice player, however.
I respect the hell out of Jalen Brunson, and the Knicks have certainly outperformed what anyone expected this year. But we have seen this before. Like, the idea of a team that tries harder than everybody else during the regular season with a small guard who scores a bunch of points and then can't get it done in the playoffs happens all the time.
You know what now? That's a voice you want to punch right in the face. That's what that sounds like right now.
Let's go to John in Freehold. What's going on, John?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
I'm listening on the radio. And the more and more I'm listening, the boomer, he sounds like Imus to me. He's growing into an Imus, a grumpy old Imus.
Well, you have to say, John, look, I'm coming off in a colonoscopy, so I got a lot of things going on right now. You know what I mean?
All right, I got to give you a pass, though.
All right, I appreciate it.
Come on, John.
That was fun for a minute.
Now you folded.
Just trying to keep it real around here.
Keep it real.
I'll give you one more for Spike when it turns.
But is that a face? Is that a voice you want to punch in the face?
There have been times.
You called him a skinny vegan bleep.
Yeah, you did.
Hipster bleep, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there have been days I've wanted to punch that voice in the face, but not just, like, would you fight that voice? You want to do that? I would say yes, I'd fight that voice. Would you fight that voice?
Well, I would definitely fight
that
voice.
As Knicks fans, you'll really want to fight this voice.
Jalen Brunson is 6 feet tall. He is the only offensive threat on the entire team. There is no possible way that a team like that, assuming health, and look, if Embiid gets hurt, whatever, they could certainly win. They will be a tough out, but they are not of the class of a real contending team. They're not built like that.
Yeah. Real easy for him to say now as he starts his Philadelphia talk show today.
Yeah, well,
yes, he does.
You know, not just wants me. I don't care who they get. This is a different team, man. This is like it's a championship tough team. At Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart, DiVincenzo, those guys, like, they know where each other is at all times. Tough guys. You gotta love it.
I tell you, if the Knicks do knock out the Sixers,
oh God,
I'm driving right to WIP.
You should.
Knocking on the door. Grabbing a tasty cake.
Oh, hello.
Stuff it in his face.